Unit 38, that's a 2-1, attack 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer, get to know a little bit about us, the women and men who serve the Newport News Police Department. Morgan, how are you?
Splendidly, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. We've got a pretty cool guest for both of us, right?
Actually, yeah. Well, actually, one of my favorite people, to be honest with you. No jokes either.
I thought it was just me. I thought he was just one of my favorites. No. You want to tell everybody hi and tell them who you are?
Hello, I'm Aaron Watkins. I've been a police officer with Newport News Police Department for about 13 years. So, and I'm currently in recruiting. So I get to do kind of what y'all do on a daily basis with finding out kind of the behind the badge on a daily basis with our new recruits and interested individuals in joining our department.
Right. How long you been with us again?
13 years.
Wow. Yes. That's a good amount of time. I mean, listen, you exceeded the halfway mark.
Definitely. No, you know, you kind of look at senior police officers as that 5 and above in today's policing, and it's a great accomplishment. It really is.
Right. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from originally?
So I'm from Newport News. I was born and raised in Newport News, went to Denby High School. Graduated Denby High School. That's my shameless plug. I absolutely love Denby High School.
Oh, shout him out.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right. It's fine.
So,
nothing wrong with
that. Played baseball my whole life at Denby, and then played baseball in college at a small school called Barton College in Wilson, North Carolina.
Awesome.
And told myself I'd never move back to Newport News, and got married, got a job with Newport News first, then got married and built a house, have 3 kids, and the rest is history, and I'm sticking to it. 25 years, baby.
25 wow. years. I wow. love that.
So you graduated from Denby High School.
I did.
Did you have an SRO at that time?
I did. I had Officer Crawford, and wow. I think he's retired probably,
what,
7 or 8 years
yeah.
ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I had Officer Crawford, and he would pick me up in the back of the cruiser when I decided to skip a few classes and bring me back to school. So now, and he was a big influence also on why I wanted to become a police officer. That relationship where you can kind of determine how an individual is behind the badge and behind the uniform. He just kind of kept it real, and that was encouraging to kind of be that mentor type of person for young people.
Right, and for those who don't know, SRO is a school resource officer, and they're literally assigned inside that school.
Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about what you've done during your 13 years.
Yeah, so you probably remember me as a 21-year-old right out of college. I was working midnight shift, and you were my lieutenant, and we had a fun shift. So I did about 4 years on midnight shift downtown, South Precinct. And then I put in a transfer, and the department's been great to me. I've put in a bunch of lateral transfers just to get a lot of experience in different directions. And I put in a lateral transfer for a position called the Business Relations Officer. And that was just building relationships with the businesses in North Precinct and kind of addressing their concerns or relaying their concerns to the patrol officers. They get neglected a lot, and you know, we wanted to make sure as a department that we were handling their needs like individuals that call 911 and maybe being more proactive rather than react.
So a liaison of sorts.
Definitely.
Right. Where'd you go from there?
And then from there, I did put in for a school resource unit position, and I requested Denby High School.
Did you get it?
Oh, I got it. And I
that
was such a blessing to be able to impact those young people's lives that I basically saw my SRO impact and in my own community, because I also live in that community as well. So, you know, and I'm wearing my Father Moe's Best t-shirt, and I will tell you the amount of students getting off the school bus while I'm cutting my grass, you know, it's pretty neat. That's how you know that, you know, you've impacted some young people.
Right. Sounds very fulfilling.
Yeah, definitely is. And now I'm currently in recruiting. I've been in recruiting for about a year and a half. And it's been amazing. Just being able to learn the individuals that we're bringing on to the department, qualified and quality. So that's what we're looking for. We're looking for individuals that have a heart for service, and you know, what better position to be in to kind of know them right when they start out, and then watch them grow as law enforcement officers.
Wow.
Nice. Very nice. So I got you 4 years in. I think that transfer up to North is when I was a brand new supervisor. I think I was working for you at some point up there.
We may have been.
And then we went to CYOD almost together.
That's
we
right.
were there, and now you're in recruiting. What's been your favorite so far?
I love recruiting. I love where I'm at, and I feel that God has me in a season, and I'm my faith. There's seasons for everything, and the school resource unit was amazing. I felt that was a huge chapter in my life, and you know, and the way that I've kind of lived my police career is, how can I be the answer to someone's prayer today? You know, where is God going to put me today? And if I can impact or be a blessing to somebody, I mean, think about it. We're responding to calls for service on the worst day of people's lives, and especially in the schools. And I know 911 calls as well and patrol, but in the schools, these young people, you have no idea what they're experiencing the night before. And then we expect them to come to school and everything has to be just fine or they're being criticized.
Right.
So just learning, you know, their trauma and maybe being that positive impact to them. And that was really cool.
Wow.
So every position that I've been in has been special and has its own point. But currently in recruiting, you know, I've always been the individual of finding out the why. Why am I doing what I'm doing? It was very easy to find the why in community and youth outreach. That's what I love to do. There's plenty of opportunity to be that blessing.
Wow.
In recruiting, that was a challenge. But I quickly learned why I'm there is to get qualified individuals that have a heart for service so we can fill up our police department with individuals that care about our community.
And I tell you what, they are doing
yes.
work.
Yes,
in
we are.
Right
we
now.
Are. We are extremely proud of, and obviously our officers are more than numbers, but we have to count the numbers and vacancies, and we are looking very good right now.
And so, you should be proud because the recruiting team does an exceptional work. So,
yeah,
very passionate about mentoring youth. Am I correct?
Huge.
Tell us a little bit about what you do with youth.
Yeah. So
on
and
off duty.
Yeah, off duty. At my local church, I go to Liberty Live. And my local church, for the last 10, 11 years, I've been doing student ministry, Liberty Student Ministry. And and also some volunteering with security. It's pretty difficult for a police officer to not do security at their place of worship.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of what we're trained to do. We have experience, so why not use that experience, you know, when we're out and about? But specifically, you know, the student ministry is where my passion is.
Right.
If you can impact and really focus on the life of a child, and I'm starting to experience that now, even with my Denby High School students. I've had four or five of them come in since I've been a school resource officer and say, "Officer Watkins, I want to be a police officer, and the reason why is because of our interactions." You want to talk about fulfilling. I mean, that is just, that's the ultimate goal, I feel like, for a school resource officer. Is to feel that you've impacted that student enough to where he wants to maybe follow your footsteps. And that's what, you know, I've had some amazing mentors and I have written, you know, thank yous to my mentors. And those are the most fulfilling things that you can possibly get.
Wow. Now you touched on, you have some baseball background.
I do. I played baseball in high school and in college.
Yeah. You played in college. So do you still follow baseball? Are you a big fan of professional baseball?
I am a huge fan of baseball. The Atlanta Braves. Go Braves. hoping to make it into the playoffs coming up in the next, what, 4 or 5 days?
4 or 5 years?
Four or five days.
Okay.
Right, against the Mets. We're hoping to snag that last wild card.
I don't know if the camera's picking up me rolling my eyes. I'll let it be because it's you. I'll let it be.
So, yeah, and I actually, we go every once in a while to spring training down in Northport, Florida.
Really?
And, oh, man, what an experience. If you want to be a super fan, you go to a spring training game and you get to shake their hands sometimes walk out on the field and talk with some of these players. So one of my main goals now that my children are getting a little bit older and they watch every game with me every night.
Do they?
And is to take them down to Northport and so they can see the individuals that they see on the television every day. And
what a
literally,
treat, right?
You know, just kind of hang out with them in the dugout. It's really cool.
So you are a big proponent of community policing. Can
yes.
you tell us a little bit about that and why?
Yeah, so we can't do our job without the community's help. And I've always been a proponent of, you know, putting those positive interactions in a bank. And community policing is a tool in our tool belt. You need that hard-nosed policing at certain times as well. And it's just not community policing. You know, it's a philosophy that we can use that along with other types of policing, but we need that community involvement to be able to solve our crimes. And individuals, just our citizens, knowing how we are behind the badge that we go home. I go home to my wife and kids every single night. Right. And I take that uniform off, that light switch comes off, and I'm a normal human being. So the community policing side, I feel like, opens up the door for who we are, not in our uniform and in our badge. Yeah. When we're throwing the football and playing basketball with kids, and that's just there's nothing better than that type of police, and it really fills your tank.
Yeah, and obviously we all worked in the Community Youth Outreach Division, so we feel very strongly about that. Now, the interesting thing I find about you, Aaron, is that you are really the police officer, the whole police officer, right? You've done police work, you've worked on the road, you're in recruiting, you're a big proponent of community policing, but you didn't have intentions of getting into policing.
I wanted to
do something else.
I did not. So I majored in business at Barton College, and minored my junior or end of my junior year. I did a ride along, and I won't name the department. The ride along that I did, we got on a vehicle pursuit with two Harley Davidsons going 120 miles an hour.
Oh my gosh.
And I will tell you, and I'm a big proponent of student athletes as well becoming law enforcement officers and public servants, because, you know, they're very coachable. They're very disciplined. They've been yelled at, constructive criticism. And that's what you kind of need, a hard shell with this profession. But man, the excitement that I got on a vehicle pursuit, you know, and I don't know their policies, but I know ours. Their policies were a little bit different than ours at the time. Right. But I will tell you that I immediately went back after that summer that I did that, and I picked up a minor in criminal justice.
Wow.
So I went from the business mindset, and I still majored in business and a minor in criminal justice. And I knew right off the bat, and it was a big proponent was we were coming out of the Great Recession. So 2011 was the end of the Great Recession, and jobs were scarce. You know, I felt that I was qualified. I had all the paperwork for a degree. But then, you know, something deep in me, I just wanted to serve my community. And Newport News's process was phenomenal. I applied for probably four or five other departments. I was going through the process with all of them. And I encourage even my recruits today, you know, if you're coming in, apply for the departments. And I will promise you, because I know that my recruiting unit is in charge of that, we will get you in first. So, and it was that way also when I came, they were the quickest. Mm-hmm. And I was hired on, did the background check. Our background investigators are phenomenal. They will expedite through your background process, contact all of your previous employers. They did that with me, contacted my references, and I was starting the academy like 10 days after I graduated. And so that smooth transition, you know, a lot of anxiety when you're graduating college and you got student loan debt and you're going, man, what am I going to do? I don't even have a career. Well, I was very blessed to Newport News expedited everything. I started the academy, and it was just it was really neat how that season just started right there. And that's where it started.
13 years later.
That's
here
it.
Here you are.
Wow. Matt, how are we doing on time, sir?
We're doing great. I have to ask, if you don't mind me interjecting,
sure.
that ride along. Did they catch the guys on the Harley?
We did catch one of them. The other one continued.
That's almost unheard of.
Nope.
Motorcycle chases.
And I will tell you that it was not a full blown pursuit. The individual saw the blue lights, but when you're going 120 miles an hour, takes a little bit to stop. The other one did not stop, but one of them was extremely polite, stopped, and I will tell you that certain actions, there was some grace by the officer because he stopped and was respectful. So,
right. Well, what do you do off duty? What are your hobbies?
Oh, I like to garden. Things that are kind of peaceful. You know, not dealing with police.
Wait, so, you had a garden at Denby High School, didn't you?
I did. I started a greenhouse at Denby High School. And incorporated our special education students to help plant At one point, we had over 1,200 plants, and the Home Depot graciously, you know, gave a bunch of seed packets at the end of the season that they would be throwing away. And we planted over 1,100 plants and gave them out to our retirement centers, community gardens over by Hilton Baptist, mm-hmm. Or Parkview Baptist on Hilton and Jefferson. Okay. They have a large community garden. And so, yeah, that was gardening
that.
is a big a big hobby of mine, and spending time with my kids. I coach baseball for Little League, and just, I don't know, when you're in law enforcement, you really want, you see individuals that don't have the ability to spend time with their family, and I will tell you that's really ached my heart and kind of forced me to take a step back and be a part of that. So
that's wonderful. Melissa, I think we're about there.
Are we there? Are you ready?
Let's do
you
it.
Are you ready for the rapid fire question?
Rapid fire.
After you, Melissa. Ladies first.
All right. So this won't have any options. You're just going to have to pick one.
All right.
All right. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni. I'm simple.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super simple. Yeah.
I love fresh mozzarella. Fresh mozzarella, I mean. What was your first job?
First job, Dino's Pizza. Another shameless plug.
Dino's Pizza.
Dino's Pizza like, in the Denby area.
Up in Denby.
What
year?
It was 2007. I tore my ACL, my meniscus, had knee surgery, fractured my kneecap, wasn't able to play summer baseball. I had played for the Wilson Tops for the Coastal Plains League the year previous, and they allowed me to work for them as a delivery driver, and I think at one point I even had a brace on my knee. So
I could have eaten there while you worked there, not even realize.
I will tell you, I was a terrible delivery driver. they were phenomenal to allow such grace. I forgot so many pizzas and begged for forgiveness so much, and Steve and Kelly, the owners, were absolutely phenomenal to just say, hey, do better.
Wow.
And I'd go, okay.
And that was your first job?
That was my first job.
Do you remember yours, Melissa? Do we want to know?
I mean, I was a host hostess at Tuning's Tavern in Williamsburg off of Duke of Gloucester Street.
Really?
I mean, like the whole outfit and everything. Middle of the summer.
Really?
Summer before my senior year of high school. So like 2001.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. My first job was in Vicenza, Italy. And I was working summer hire, and I was cleaning barracks for the United States military.
Wow.
How about that? For the troops. That's absolutely.
Neat. Hey, mop some floors, let me
there
tell
you.
You. All right. Next one's yours, Melissa.
All right. This is another one just off the top of your head. Right. Favorite or dream vacation? What's your dream vacation?
Dream vacation. Man, we just went to it. I mean, we're in a season of life. Me and my wife are in a season of life where we are able to start going on some pretty extravagant vacations, and the Caribbean. We go on a few all inclusives in the Caribbean now, and I absolutely love cruising. We've been on like 8 or 9 cruises, and now we started incorporating our children on these cruises, and it is the ultimate vacation because the cruise ship is automatic entertainment for the kids.
Right.
As much as I love to entertain my kids, all we have to do is like open the door, and the cruise ship itself is the entertainment.
It is the entertainment.
So probably an all-inclusive or a cruise.
Very nice. Yeah.
I'd love to tour Europe. How about you, Melissa?
Same. Yeah. I'm actually...
Yeah. Just hit all the countries.
I'm
when
terrified.
I send you my leaf slips.
Okay.
I'm terrified of flying that long. I'm terrified of flying.
Yeah. Overnight flights.
I don't like flying either, but overnight. I thought about the prize at the end of
it. We will get there one day, though. We'll go to Europe, and my wife's been begging me about that. And
overnight flights, I'm telling you.
It'll happen.
You won't even know it.
You sleep during it.
That part.
All right, here we go. Number 4, first, second, or third shift?
First shift, all day.
Yeah.
So I did four and a half years of midnights. Absolutely loved my shift, but I will tell you there is something about getting home when it's light outside and eating dinner with your family.
Yeah.
And you know, different seasons of life. I loved midnights, and then I had kids, and all of that changed.
Yeah, and that's the beauty, I guess, of having three shifts, an agency having three shifts, is we can move around according to our life needs.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Right.
No, and I will tell you, I think our numbers are very good, our percentages for individuals that get that first first and second option for their bids. Yeah. Coming up, what, in November?
I think it was like 83-88% are getting like their first choice.
Yeah, their first choice. And
that's
then it's
insane.
And it's higher even for second choice. So
right.
If you select the shift that you want, a lot of the times you're getting
you're
it.
You're going to get it.
And that's something unique about our department.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it looks like we're at number five. Melissa, you want to hit that one?
Sure. If you had a superpower for a day, what would your superpower be?
It'd have to be flying, even though I'm terrified of it. But I think it's a control thing. I think it's a control thing. I'd be in control of the flying.
Yeah.
So I know that I wouldn't crash.
Yeah.
So
maybe you should become a pilot. You have control of the plane.
That's true, but there's a mechanical factor in there. I don't mess around with
too
that.
Many variables.
So
too
being variables. Able to fly and having control of the flight, you know, that way I'd feel comfortable going to Europe and the other places.
Yeah. I would love to eat anything I could wanted to eat without putting on weight. That would be my superpower.
That's a good one. That's a unique one.
All day long. I'd eat 20 for the full 24 hours, Aaron. How about you, Melissa?
I think I'd have to agree with
you'd
that.
You'd have
one.
To go with me on
I'd
that.
I'd have to go with you on yeah. that one.
What a pleasure it's been, man. Thank you so much for joining
you.
Us. I know that you're an avid watcher of the podcast. You really enjoy it.
I do. I do. I think
so it's a blessing to have you come spend some time with us.
Thank you. No, yeah. Thank you guys so
like,
much.
I mentioned it during a previous podcast. I think you're one of the most genuine people that I've ever met. And I always enjoy spending time with you. And if I'm down a little bit and I see you, you lift me up. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
No, thank you for
way
that.
Too many people are negative. There's no reason for that. So if we can maintain our positivity, that's what I try to do every day. And I fail at it. But
we get back up, Aaron, and we do it again.
Continue
that's
working.
And give it another shot, right?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Melissa, I think we're on other platforms, are we not? And you want to share that with the folks?
We're on all of the platforms.
not all
of the platforms. Yeah. You can catch us anywhere. You get your podcasts. Make sure you like us on YouTube and join us next time.
Absolutely. Thanks, folks. Take care. Be safe. Cheers.